Good morning. We're coming to you today from Appleton Area Health. And today we're here with Marcia Kells. Marcia's a nurse practitioner. And we're going to talk a little bit about sepsis. Marcia, what is sepsis?
Sepsis is an illness that can take anybody's life very quickly. It's an infection that people get. And if you know that this is a bad infection that you're having, and you know the symptoms, you can save a life. Sepsis is a body's extreme response to an infection. It is a life-threatening medical emergency. Sepsis happens when the infection that a person already has in the skin, lungs, urinary tract, or somewhere else that triggers a chain reaction throughout the body, and without timely treatment, sepsis can rapidly lead to tissue damage, organ failure, and death.
So is sepsis that something that happens within somebody's blood or lymph system?
It happens throughout the body. It starts anywhere. It can start in the skin, in the lungs, in any organ, in the urinary tract. It's an infection. And once that infection starts, and if it isn't treated properly, it will rapidly go through the tissue, and the organ will start to fail, and the whole body starts to shut down.
Okay. What are some of the causes of sepsis?
The cause is infection, and it rapidly moves throughout the whole body, and the whole body systems shut down. So the cause is really a bacteria or a virus. And most commonly, the bacteria is Staphylococcus aureus. We call it Staph. Or it's E. coli, another bacteria. Sometimes it's a Streptococcus or strep, we call it. But it also can be caused by a virus, such as influenza or COVID, the SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. In our country, in America, 1.7 million adults develop sepsis, and nearly 270,000 Americans die every year from sepsis. One in three patients die in a hospital from sepsis every year. So this is not a small thing. It happens a lot in the United States. So you need to realize, everybody be aware that this happens frequently, and we can't just think it's all COVID happening. We all have to be aware of the signs and symptoms and act fast. So if you have an infection and things seem to be getting worse and not better, you need to recognize your signs of infection.
Are there specific groups that are more susceptible to this?
Absolutely. Anyone can get an infection, of course, but some people are at higher risk. These include adults 65 and older, people with chronic medical conditions such as diabetes, lung disease, cancer, kidney disease, people with weakened immune systems, sepsis survivors, and children younger than 1 year of age.
So what are some of the signs or symptoms of a septic infection?
Well, people usually have a very high heart rate or a pulse. They have a low blood pressure. They spike a fever. They're shivering or they have chills. And they feel very cold. They're confused, disorientated, short of breath. And they have extreme pain or discomfort, clammy, sweaty skin, we call diaphoresis. And these people need to be seen and evaluated urgently. So don't waste time. Get them in and be evaluated quickly by their healthcare provider or to the emergency room. Acting fast and being seen quickly is very important. Prevention is also the key.
And so prevention, are we talking about wounds or like a urinary tract infection, catheter care?
Well, as you know, preventing infection is what we're talking about every single day. When you leave the house, you put on a mask so you don't get COVID. But that's prevention is the key in public health all the time. You wash your hands, you cough into your sleeve, you wear a mask when you go out these days. And if you have had surgery, when you leave the hospital, they tell you how to take care of your wound. You need to take care of it so you don't get an infection. If you come and see me and I've taken off a mole or I do a biopsy on you, before you leave, I tell you how to take care of that surgical site so you don't get an infection. I also tell you what an infection looks like. So if you have swelling, redness, pussy drainage, that's an infection. Then you need to come back sooner and be seen rather than the 7 or 5 days when we take the sutures out. So you need to watch for infection. If you have a cough and you're coughing up not clear things, but it's sputum that's colored, that could be a sign of infection. If it hurts when you void and the urine doesn't look clear yellow, that could be infection. So you need to tell your provider. Don't make them guess what's wrong with you. Let them know what your symptoms are.
And so what should someone do if they suspect that they have an infection or have sepsis?
Well, go to your provider and have regular checkups so that your provider knows you. When you go and see them, bring your medications, know your allergies, and don't keep it a secret. Don't keep any secrets. You know, tell them what's wrong with you. Let it all come out. Be honest with them. They aren't there to judge you. They just want to know what's wrong with you. Tell it all. And prevention, again, you know, wash your hands. That's the best thing you can ever do is wash your hands.
Great. Well, thanks for the information today, Marcia.
Thanks for listening.